Construction of the new airport, including the parking lots and rental car spaces, will begin next year. Maureen Riley, the executive director of Salt Lake City's Department of Airports, says the airport we see today will be gone in 5 years.
We won't start to demolish probably until the year 2019 or 2020. So the first phase will start in the south and we'll build some replacement surface parking lots. Then we move towards the north and rebuild rental car facilities. And then in about 2016, we'll start building the new terminal and gates and the parking garage. And after those are completed and we move into the new facilities in about 2019, then Terminal 1, Terminal 2, and the existing parking garage can be demolished for the second phase of the project.
The second phase of construction will be on the southeast end of the airport with additional gates there. There's no doubt that it won't be easy to do such a huge construction project and operate a major airport without having some impacts.
It'll be quite a challenge. So we'll go through a variety of phases, and I think the largest impact to the traveling public will probably in the early phases be felt on the roadway system.
Just getting into and out of the airport then?
Yes, just getting in and out, and we'll have different phases of detours that will go around the construction zones.
She says that there are a lot of reasons to rebuild the airport, mostly due to growth and old age.
Of course, a lot of the existing facility is in excess of 50 years old, and it was never really built or designed to serve a hub airline as we have in Delta Airlines. So the operating characteristics of a hub carrier like Delta are different than other airlines. So certainly the facility does not accommodate hub operations. It's also undersized at this point. So it was built for about 10 million passengers, and we're now processing on an annual basis over 20 million.
Well, airports are all in the same business. She says they're all very different.
We have a saying in the industry, if you've seen one airport, you've seen one airport. So, a lot of airports are expanded over time, and we have such a unique opportunity here, though, to really start from scratch and rebuild from the ground up.
Delta Airlines will no longer have its own terminal. Rather, she says, all of the terminals will be consolidated into one centralized terminal. As a result, she says, they'll be able to add more flights and more airlines to the mix.
Certainly, we hope we do get new entrants at some point in the future. Right now, though, as you may know, Alaska Air is expanding in Salt Lake, so we're accommodating additional activity from that airline, and our existing airlines continue to grow. It's always good to have competition.
The new construction, she says, will be done to satisfy LEED Gold standards, something unprecedented in American airports.
We're incorporating all the latest techniques into the building envelope. We're also considering photovoltaics and different other systems that will really make this terminal on the leading edge of sustainability.
The new construction will be paid for through a variety of sources.
Attached to every airline ticket is what's called a passenger facility fee. That is administered by the Federal Aviation Administration, and it's used only at airports to build capital projects. So that's one source of funding. There are also federal grants that we receive from the Federal Aviation Administration. There are airport reserves in the funding sources, and there also will be bond money, as well as customer facility charges, which is a fee attached to rental car contracts that specifically goes to build rental car facilities.
She estimates that Salt Lake City will have to bond for $800 to $900 million, but airports, she says, are great for the economy. It's estimated that construction will pump $3.3 billion into the state's economy, with those dollars being re-spent locally. The project will also account for some 24,000 jobs. A study done by the airport shows that the current airport brings some $1.1 billion into the state's economy through its operations, capital investments, as well as visitor spending. Airports, she says, are big business.
It's often characterized in any community as an economic engine. And if you really think about it, it just provides so many different intermodal capabilities, and it's essential to economic growth, really, in any market.
As construction continues, updates will be posted on the website slcairport.com, or you can follow the construction on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.